Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. That's a good statement to say. Apart from you, I have no good thing. All the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libation of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup and have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad. My tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure. Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. And in some ways, kind of sums up everything we've been saying today, and God has been saying to us today. That I thought when you were speaking, Sue, that line says, "Surely I have a delightful inheritance." The word I like here, it says, "I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken." And it doesn't say I will not see any trouble. It doesn't say I will not, Peter's verse, which was, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there is a time when we're walking through stuff, and yet we will not be shaken. We will not lose hope. We will not lose heart. We will not lose faith. There's a great documentary on Netflix, if you've got Netflix, 14 Peaks. It's about a Nepalese climber who is seeking to climb all the highest mountains in the world. There are 14 peaks over 8,000 meters. I don't know what that is in feet, but, it's a long way. Everest being one of them, but not the hardest climb by any means. And he sets out to do these climbs. It's a very good documentary. You don't have to be an avid mountaineer to get something out of it. But at one point, someone asks him, are you going to stop, or are you going to? And he looks at the camera, and I thought he was quoting someone, but I can't find the quote. But he says, "Giving up is not in the blood. It's not in the blood, sir." And something of that kind of got me. And I thought, yes, that works. Giving up is not in the blood. And, when we're talking about our understanding of being a Christian, what we're saying is it's Christ in us. It's him in us. And in him, giving up is not in his nature. Giving up and not going through and not being faithful and not seeing it to the end, that's not in Jesus' heart. And therefore, as he's in us, that becomes not in our heart either. And that doesn't mean there isn't trouble, but it does mean I will not be shaken. There's a firm foundation of faith that we can place ourselves on. There's a strong tower, like Ben, you sang, to run into. And then as a result of that kind of resolve, therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices and my body will rest secure. I think there's different versions of that rest is secure, but rest is the abide, and secure is often translated in a lot of other things, hope. Not secure as in kind of I'm not afraid of anything, but I'm living in hope. I'm living secure in the knowledge that it's going to be okay. Hope is that feeling that says, I don't know why, but it's going to be okay. And what I look around me doesn't make any sense, but it's going to be okay because God is with me and he is for me. That the the we possibly need to change the lyrics to the or the tense or whatever it is to the blessing song, because it's okay if someone's singing it over you, but if you're singing it and it doesn't make any sense, you've got to change it to "He is for me, you are for me, you are for me, you are for me." And you've got to know God is for you. He is with us. They are very punctual. So, yes, you know, grab a psalm like that. I mean, sometimes I find not all psalms work, but this morning God just said Psalm 16. And, you know, he is for us, he's with us. If we place him around us and with us and always before us, and we look to him as the preeminent source of you know, how this is going to turn out, it's going to turn out. And that is also an Old Testament scripture that speaks about eternal life. You know, this is the one that is referenced in Acts, where it says, that in reference to Jesus, "Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay," talking about Jesus overcoming death. So it covers everything, Psalm 16, and it's worth another read. So let me pray for us, and then we'll sing another song. We'll take the offering. Well, and if you want to get prayed for, come and Tanya will pray for you. And it's good to be together. And we're gonna walk through this. Whatever it is you're in, God and you and others are gonna walk together. And that Nepalese thing, it was teams of people, and teams of people encouraging one another. And when one was down, the other was able to help them along. And that's why we need each other. We need God, but we need each other as well. So let me pray, and then we'll give it a go. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we know we could list each one of us a great long list of things that we are concerned about, or we think need your attention. And it's not that you're not there. It's not that you're not involved. It's not that you're not already way ahead of us. And so, Lord, I just pray that we would, this week and today, we would set you in front of us. We would imagine you beside us, behind us, that you are for us, that you stoop down to make us great, that every time that in the areas where we're trying to do it ourselves, you're saying, "Just let me do that. That's the bit I can do." Father, I thank you that whether it's financial provision that we need, you are for us, you are with us. Whether it's physical health we need, you are for us. You are the healer. You are Rapha, Jehovah Rapha. Father, I thank you that you speak truth in love that changes situations. And today that we'd hear that voice again that says, "Come on, giving up is not in the blood. We can do this step by step by step." Thank you, Father, that you will walk us together out of each situation that we need and into a better future, into what you want for us, into being wide open spaces, into sunlight, into an abundance, into fruitfulness in every area. So, Father, I thank you that your blessing is upon us and will remain upon us this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.